Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
As part of our continuing in-depth coverage of the NFL, this is Buck and Jim's weekly visit with NFL Network's Mike Garofolo, brought to you by Salmon Services, on your home for the NFL, Sports Radio 93.3, KJR-FM.
Salmon Service Centers brings you Mike Garofolo every week. You got any car troubles, car issues, just an oil change. They got three great locations in the Seattle area. SalmonServices.com. Salmon Service Centers brings you Mike Garofolo from the NFL Network every single Thursday at 12 o'clock. Follow him on Twitter at Mike Garofolo. Mike, let's start first. You and your guy Tom Pelissero, you know, causing quite the stir this week on your NFL Insider Show, which is an NFL Network program exclusively there on YouTube. For some reason, Pelissero was wearing a hyper-colored sweatshirt. And then you guys detailed the no one likes Russell Wilson on the Denver Broncos story.
Sorry. Just trying to find my way through Connecticut.
That's okay. No, it's fine.
I'm still not sure why it exists. Sorry if you're from Connecticut.
The state of Connecticut? I don't know.
Yeah. It's there. Yeah, so that's a new show that we started this year. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing great.
It's a new show called The Insiders. It is not an NFL Network program. It is an NFL media program. It is on the NFL's YouTube channel. And all of the fast streaming channels, or fast streaming outlets, Tubi, Fubo, Tobi, Sit Ubu Sit, I don't know, whatever all those fast streaming services are. And yeah, it's nice that other people are watching, because we weren't sure that was the case. No, that's not true. The numbers are going up. So yeah, I honestly, that is my biggest regret from the whole thing. I didn't make fun of his hoodie. It looked like it was a hoodie made out of one of Andy Reid's Hawaiian shirts. It was an awful wardrobe decision by Tom. So it's really interesting to me that it was just like one little phrase that he kind of said, which should be blatantly obvious to everybody, right? Like, clearly this team, and we've talked about this ad nauseum this entire season when I've come on this fine program and said that, you know, it's one thing to be that way and be a little out there in Seattle where you really burst onto the scene, won a Super Bowl, made many a playoff appearance, had extremely successful seasons most of the time that you were the quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. It's another thing to walk into Denver where there are established guys there and start to act a little goofy and not play well, right? Like, you're not playing well. So, you know, it's he's got work to do in that locker room. Tom was not wrong. Tom tried to clarify yesterday. At no point did he say, I walk back my report or regret what I said or anything. He just tried to clarify it. There are some issues in Denver that Russell Wilson needs to work through.
Yeah, well, predictably, he refuted all that yesterday. I mean, I don't know what else he's going to say publicly. But and then what do we make of, like, half the team going to his birthday party? Is that any big deal?
Is it a big deal that half went, or is it a big deal that half didn't go?
I don't know. That's either way.
I don't know. I'm less concerned with that. I'm more concerned with how this team is playing and how guys are responding to him, and they need to improve in both areas. They certainly do. And Mike Purcell was trying to downplay, you know, screaming at him on the sidelines. Let's go. Okay, watch Russell's reaction. That tells you everything you need to know. He was absolutely taken aback by what happened there. And you like to not have your franchise quarterback being screamed at by anybody. That was not a good look and something that should be a major alarm for Russell Wilson that he needs to play better.
Hmm. Hey, Mike, can you recall a dramatic drop-off like this by a quarterback, like in recent history?
No. I thought we'd be grading this trade by saying, hey, you know what, it was just time for Seattle to move on. You can't really sit there and say, well, look how great he's playing in Denver because, you know, the numbers are great and it's a different system and it's what he wanted and he needed a fresh start. And it's a win-win trade. It has not been a win-win trade. It's been a big win, big lose trade so far. And we did have a conversation on that in the Insiders program from 2 days ago that got so much attention. You know, Tom said to me, what do the Broncos do? My answer is, I have no idea. I mean, you want to just cut them and eat all that money? It'd be a different story if you had your own draft pick, which the Seahawks are now going to have, which is definitely going to be a top 10 pick, it seems, perhaps high in the top 10. You could eat, oh, we'll draft a guy and we'll just cut him and eat all that money. Like, okay, well, what's your alternative? You don't have one. You just kind of cross your fingers, hope that there could be a reset this offseason, do whatever you can to get him players or coaches to come in that he's comfortable with, which, as I made the point, that's what they tried to do in Seattle, right? Like, he had a big hand in hiring the offensive coordinator a couple years ago. It's like, okay, he had a say in that. That should help things. And it really didn't. So I just don't see where the big fix is going to be in Denver. It's been a huge drop-off, and I'm just trying to figure out a path for him to getting back, and I'm having trouble finding one.
Does the how fast and how soon after the season is over do they move on from Hackett, and who do you think they will target as their next head coach?
I don't know about that second part. At this point, I would have to say that, yeah, Hackett's probably in trouble, and I would not be surprised if they made a change. You know, again, how much do you want to involve Russell Wilson and say, hey, look, let's get your guy in here. You get to help have a say in the hire. That's a dangerous proposition because now, if that doesn't work out and he doesn't play well, now you're saddled with a head coach that maybe not so much you didn't want, but he's the guy that he pushed. So it'll be interesting to see which way they go on the head coaching decision if they move on from Nathaniel Hackett, which I do know this. I'll tell you this one. Around the league, people think that there's a coaching change definitely happening in Denver.
Meanwhile, Mike, the Seahawks taking on the Rams down in Los Angeles. Historically, it's not been a good matchup, but then the Rams are so banged up, the Seahawks 7-point favorites. See, Puckett loves the Seahawks in this game, but Vegas, they're not stupid down there. I just think it might be a sucker bet. How do you think this game's going to turn out?
Well, I mean, it's a big number. Isn't it on the other side of a touchdown now? Is that what I not heard?
Yeah, yes. 7.5.
That's a big number for a team on the road. I mean, it's not. I don't look at it and say, oh, geez, why is it only, whatever, 8 points that they're considered? It's definitely respect for a Seahawks team that, you know, nationally, I'm sure a lot of people are still looking at them like, yeah, they really, yeah, they're good. And they're getting a lot of production from this draft class. They did a great job. I think the preseason projections for Seattle to have 5 or so wins are now obviously laughable in retrospect. And I think disrespect toward John Schneider and this scouting staff, which has shown us time and again that they know how to find talent. Even when they were trading away some of their higher draft picks, they still were finding talent later in the draft into undrafted free agency. And they certainly did that and now have more ammo going forward, which is only, more exciting if you're a Seahawks fan, knowing that this personnel staff over the years has just been able to cobble talent, unlike a lot of teams around the league.
What's the what's the buzz been around the Deshaun Watson return to Cleveland? Of course, he'll be taking on his former team in Houston, the Texans, there on Sunday.
Yeah, when I talked to coaches and personnel guys around the league about this over the last couple of weeks and months, and however long it's been since it was clear he was leaving Houston and sitting out last year, it's. A lot of guys think you can't just snap your fingers and after missing like 2 years of football and just hit the ground running. And frankly, they were doing well with Jacoby Brissett. They were efficient. Jacoby Brissett did a great job. And now he's going back to the place where, he started his career, where he wanted out, where I honestly don't know what the reception is going to be down there. I also don't know how many fans are actually going to show up considering how bad the team is. I mean, this is by far the most exciting thing to happen to the Texans, to play Deshaun Watson here in his first game back. So you would think it would draw some people out there. I know Busby's going to have the alleged victims in the suite with him, which certainly is a mind game that he's trying to play with Deshaun Watson and also give himself a little bit more notoriety. We know what that's all about. You know, between missing that much football and still knowing that he's facing the questions and he's going to face the scrutiny from visiting fan bases, I'm really interested to see if he can. And he didn't look good in the preseason. That's the other thing. When he didn't play in the preseason, they didn't look good. To think he's just going to hit the ground running, a lot of folks are saying do not expect that to happen.
Big game, NFC West, San Francisco taking on Miami. Everybody in Seattle hoping Miami will pull off the upset there. You know, 4-point underdog on the road. Miami's having a hell of a season. I kind of like Miami as a as an outside shot of making the Super Bowl. Am I off base with that, Mike?
I think it's going to be tough for them to kind of get, because they're probably going to have to get through Buffalo and Kansas City if they're going to do that, right? So that's it's a tough road to hoe, especially in a couple of cold weather games, you would expect, certainly. They're fun to watch. They're better than I thought they'd be. To me, I came into the season saying that's the team that everybody's hot for. Don't be surprised if they struggle. Mike McDaniel's done a phenomenal job. I give him all the credit in the world. And who gets the edge here? I think, you know, Kyle Shanahan knows what Mike McDaniel wants to do, but Mike McDaniel certainly knows what Kyle Shanahan wants to do better than anybody. And McDaniel was really the brains. I shouldn't say that. Let me rephrase that. He was not given enough credit for what that offense did over the years. It was like, oh, Kyle Shanahan's offense. Mike McDaniel was the one that really was in the lab, dialing up some plays, spending 365 days a year really focusing on football. And that's why a lot of their offense was, any play could be a home run for them because of the way that Mike McDaniel was able to scheme things up and work with Kyle Shanahan on that. So, maybe I should say, because my predictions are tend to be crap, but maybe I should say that I expect the Niners to win here, just so maybe Seattle will be like, all right, good. That means that the Dolphins are going to win the game. So why don't I leave you with that? Niners in a blowout. How about that?
There we go. Lamar Jackson, what's the very latest? He injured his quad in practice. You think he'll be able to go this week there against the vaunted Broncos and that offense?
Yeah, I got to keep an eye on that one. But I think, you know, a lot of the stuff with Lamar, the hip stuff recently, even the illness that he had, they've been very conservative when it comes to him practicing. They've been like the day that he sat out last week because of the hip, from my understanding, he wanted to go and he could have gone. They were just like, just take the day off, relax, you're fine. Same thing with the illness when he missed Friday, the week before that or whenever that was. So, you know, if they're just holding him back to be conservative, do not be surprised. He's got a lot of lower body stuff that they don't want to make any worse by giving him any more reps than he has to take. So that's my understanding as of right now. But if that changes, I'll text you. How about that, Buck?
Yeah, love it. Well, I mean, we've already taken the under on that game, and I think the under is going to be good. It's 38. That's fine. Broncos going to score 10. Ravens, give them like 20, 25 or something. Hey,
they can't, like, hold on. At some point, like, Denver's got to have an offense. Like, you got to have one game where you bust out. Like, everybody has, even the Texans had a game against the Eagles where, like, all of a sudden they were scoring. Like, by accident, you should be able to score 30 points one of these weeks in this league.
That's what Jim said. He doesn't like that pick. He thinks Denver's going to have an explosion.
I didn't say that.
Well, you said that eventually you think it will happen, that eventually that it will just play out. Well, they're going to have a game. Was it not this week? Is that not what you said?
No. Okay. No, you weren't listening as usual. Yeah, that's okay. Should we move on to the next game now?
No, it's just not that. What, you have any more gambling questions that you want to pretend aren't gambling questions, but are like,
I don't have any gambling questions. I just think people are interested in point spreads in the game sometimes. I do. I mean, look at ESPN, the graphic.
Sometimes.
ESPN, I mean, your network, everybody's got the point spreads down at the bottom of the screen. Right. Okay.
Listen. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why. As long as we're putting them on the screen, I can acknowledge them. I'm not going to give you picks. Like, I'm not supposed to do that. But
he just wants insider information so he can make a pick.
I know what he wants. I'll talk football. No. I'm happy to talk football. If you want to take that information and do what you want with it, that's on you.
Yeah, the thing is, Mike, and you know this as well as anyone, I used to cover the Sonics back in the 90s, and, you know, I had inside information on the games, but you don't know what the hell's going to happen anyway, right?
I've always said if NFL coaches, right, could bet, like, prop bets or have their own fantasy team involving their own players, like if they could do that, they'd be no better than anybody else. I can't tell you how many times I've talked to a coach and I said, listen, you know, who are you going to feature? Who's the bust out guy? Blah, 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 whatever, right? And I said, I won't say it, but like it'll help with my reporting. I could talk this guy up and all of a sudden if he goes off, I look like a genius. And they'll give it, you know, and they're not lying to me. You may sit there and say, well, they're going to, no, they're telling me to. So they'll give me, and then the guy has like two catches for 10 yards. And then you double back with the guy and they go, yeah, well, we didn't expect the look that they were giving us and this and that. They don't know. Nobody knows.
Is this it for Aaron Rodgers this week? They lose?
Are they mathematically eliminated if they lose this? First of all, they're not going to lose the game. I think Nathan Peterman's going to wind up starting that game for Chicago, by the way.
Okay.
Certainly the addition of Tim Boyle, who they signed to their active roster, because Simeon's not going to be able to go. So Fields, I think, certainly sounds like he's in roughly the same place he was last week physically. If that's the case, they didn't give him the green light last week. I don't think they give him the green light this week. So Peterman starts. I'll take Aaron Rodgers over Nathan Peterman. So I'll say no. Green Bay. What's interesting with Rodgers, started with this week saying, as long as we're mathematically. And then the next day he goes on the McAfee show and says, well, I don't care if you're 4-7 or 7-4 or 0-12. If you're healthy and you're a competitor, you go out there and play. Well, that's a different deal. Like when you said, as long as we're mathematically alive, I'm playing, the implication was as soon as we're not, then I'll pull the plug. But if you're 0-12, you go out there. So I think it's interesting because if I'm Green Bay, I certainly want to take a look at Jordan Love. So how do you convince Rodgers, hey, listen, we're out of it. Sit down. Let Jordan Love play. Keep an eye on that. That could be an interesting storyline.
Thursday night game, Buffalo at New England. The Bills, aren't they the most difficult to figure out team in the NFL this year?
Yeah, and New England hasn't been easy either, which is why I got a tough, that's where I'm driving right now for game day kickoff, which will be on 3 o'clock Pacific time on NFL Network, so check us out there. Steve Smith and I will be on site in Foxborough. I got a tough read on this game. I think New England gives it a game. It's going to be cold. It's going to be windy. Ramondre Stevenson, I think, is going to have a heavy workload, certainly with Damian Harris out, and I know that the Patriots coaching staff loves Ramondre Stevenson, but certainly the X factor is, I mean, I hate to call a quarterback an X factor, but Mac Jones and how well he plays. I know that they've been pleased not just last week with how he played, because everybody said, oh, that's the breakout game, but they've been very pleased with his decision-making overall the last couple of games he's gone out there. So he's going to have to be on point, not give the ball away for New England to have a shot. I think they give him the game.
All right, Mike, continued success and good luck on that drive through Connecticut. We appreciate always the time, as always. You're the best, and have fun on the game tonight. Bills and Patriots, we'll talk next week.
You got it, boys.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.